Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you are well and we hope that you are safe. We are going to be discussing another fantastic topic, one of the heroes of Islam, one of the role models of the Muslims around the world, one who was regarded as an individual very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one who is a guarantee jannati as well. Yes, we are going to be talking about a famous companion that is known to every single Muslim out there, our master, our leader, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And in studio once again, we are honored to have our respected Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sayyidi?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Hi, Mawlana Sahab. We're going to be talking about Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiyallahu anhu. And in this short time, we won't do justice, of course, but whatever information we can reveal about his biography, about his blessed life, inshallah, we will learn something. But more importantly, that we should derive lessons from these beloved ones, their lives, inshallah. Let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So what are we waiting for? Let's make some good intentions. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey that message to others as well, inshallahu azza wa jal. See, we need to train our minds and every day dedicate some time for the recitation of Qur'an-i Pak, Durud-i Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources. Because this will help us, inshallah azza wa jal, in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter as well, inshallah azza wa jal. We should also make our mindset that don't waste this precious life, don't waste these short moments that we have in unnecessary conversations and useless activities that have no real benefit for us in dunya or in akhirah. So make that mindset, inshallah azza wa jal. There are many wonderful bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood-e pak, salawatu, salutations upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah azza wa jal said that indeed Allah has assigned an angel at my qabr, at my grave, who has been given the power to listen to all of creation's voices. Therefore, until the day of judgment, whoever sends salat, durood upon me, that angel will present it to me, will present to me the person's name and the person's father's name, that so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, has sent durood and salat upon you. Allahu Akbar. Now for the person who is able to understand, imagine this is an angel we are talking about. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it the ability and the power to listen to the voices of all creation. And it can identify that person who is reciting durood and salat, identify them, know what's their name and their father's name as well. What can we say about what has been given and bestowed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. We really, we can't understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows the reality of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go to Iqlam, today's question, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's question is, in wudu, listen carefully, in wudu, what is the medical benefit of washing the body parts in sequence? inshallah azawajal, towards the end of the silsila, we will reveal the answer. Let's listen to it, that beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaaba dikha de maula, Kaaba dikha de maula, Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak,
Kaabe ki tajalli dil pe pade, Sab mail mere dil ke yudhule, Kaabe ki tajalli dil pe pade, Sab mail mere dil ke yudhule, Sab mail mere dil ke yudhule, Dil noor se tere jaye chamak, Dil noor se tere jaye chamak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Mehwar hai jahan bhar ka kaaba, Manzar bhi suhana hai iska, Mehwar hai jahan bhar ka kaaba, Manzar bhi suhana iska manzar bhi suhana hai iska hai is pe fida sab inso malak hai is pe fida sab inso malak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak
main haj bhi karun umrah bhi karun allah madine mein main haj bhi karun umrah bhi karun allah madine mein hi maru allah madine mein hi maru maula tu dikha tauba ki sadak maula tu dikha tauba ki sadak
allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak
jab pehli nazar kaabe pe pade dukh dard sabhi daman se jade jab pehli nazar kaabe pe pade dukh dard sabhi daman se jade dukh dard sabhi daman se jade
aur dil se mite aisiyan ka tilak aur dil se mite aisiyan ka tilak
allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak
muddat se kamal apni hai dua jab samne roze ke hu khada muddat se kamal apni hai dua jab samne roze ke hu khada jab samne roze ke hu khada dikh jaye mujhe aqa ki jhalak dikh jaye mujhe aqa ki jhalak
allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل a lovely kalam. Today we are talking about one of the leaders of Islam, role models of Islam, the great Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name, as we know, is Bilal radiallahu anhu. His father's name was Rabah and his mother's name was Hamama. He hailed from the country of Abyssinia, Habasha, current day Ethiopia, which is here in Africa. His kunya and his titles were Abu Abdullah, Abu Abdul Karim, Abu Abdul Rahman and Abu Amr. He was famously known as the Mu'addinul Rasul, the Mu'addin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Sayyidul Mu'addinin, the leader of those who give adhan. Because we all know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself appointed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an as a Mu'addin and said, in fact, that Bilal is a good person and the leader of those who give adhan. Subhanallah. He is included amongst those fortunate people who had accepted Islam in its early stages. Allahu Akbar. He used to worship in solitude. He was a person of great virtue, of generosity as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But at the same time, there was a point in time that he was a slave. He was a slave and he was tortured. Do you know why? Why was he oppressed? Why was he physically tortured? Because he became a Muslim, because he became a believer, and he did not want to give up his iman. In fact, it was mentioned that the person that was owning him, Umayyah bin Khalaf, he would take him out onto the sands of Makkah Sharif, and he has a desert area. And when it was very hot, extremely hot, he would place him on his back on those hot desert sands. And he would ask for a boulder to be placed on the chest of Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Despite this severe torture, where one companion mentioned the sand was so hot that if you put a piece of meat, it would have been roasted. Still, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Rasab, look at his endurance, how he, you know, he practiced patience, although it would have been easy that, you know what, okay, just give up Islam, but no, iman is most important. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no negotiations in that.
Definitely, it serves as a great lesson. Something we take it as, for granted.
Yes, that's true.
Those Sahaba of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they had to fight for their belief, for their faith. For them believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were tortured only on account of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the faith that he had brought with him, subhanallah. The deen of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he was one of those champions who served as a role model as to how we should protect our iman.
Allahu Akbar.
And he proved, sometimes people talk. Talk is easy. But to be in the field and to experience the hardships, this is something else. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he proved with his own, by his own sufferings. And there were witnesses, Masab. Sayyidina Waraqa bin Nawf al-Asadi, the cousin of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. And he witnessed the Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala being tortured. Allah. And when he passed by, Umayyah bin Khalaf was beating him. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would say, Ahad, Ahad. And Sayyidina Waraqa bin Nawf, because he was a scholar of heavenly revealed books, alhamdulillah. So he knew. And his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Bilal, continue saying, Ahad, continue mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told Umayyah bin Khalaf that if you make him a martyr, then I would make sure to visit his shrine, Allahu Akbar, and to make dua there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how he realized the worth of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who passed by. And this is also mentioned in Masnavi Sharif of Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala. Very beautifully he mentions this whole account. And he says that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he passed by and he saw Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala being tortured, he made a deal with Umayyah bin Khalaf. To us, or to those materialistic, those people who hold materialistic values,
right,
they wouldn't be able to understand this. Hmm. But a person with Iman would understand this. SubhanAllah, the deal he made. Usually you make a deal so you can gain profit. Here he made a deal. He told him that, you know what, I have stronger slaves. Why are you beating him? I have stronger slaves who are much more capable.
Yeah.
Let's do a swap. Let's make a deal. So he gave him the stronger slave in exchange for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Because they both are the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus makes them part of the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, the companionship. And the brotherhood of sahaba, subhanAllah, it was remarkable. They had such bond and such brotherhood that is not even seen in blood brothers, biological brothers today.
Absolutely true.
On a battle, it is mentioned that one sahabi, he was injured. So somebody went to give him water. He said, he pointed to the next sahabi who was also injured in the battlefield. He said, give him the water. When he went to give him the water, he pointed to the third sahabi who was also injured. He said, go give him the water.
Yeah.
By the time he reached the third sahabi, by the time he reached him, he had already passed. When he came back to give the water to the second one, he had already breathed his last.
Allah.
And then by the time he comes to the first sahabi, he had also lost his life.
Allah.
Such selfless brotherhood and sacrifice for one another. This we get to learn from the deal they said, Abu Bakr Siddiq made with Umayyad bin Khalaf. By giving him a stronger slave, because materialistically, it is the deal of a loss. Giving something superior in return materialistically. But here he knew the value, the spiritual value of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu
ta'ala.
The Iman,
yeah.
When the value is determined by Iman, the value of something, you would lose the entire world for that which the Iman requires.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we are talking about Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as you heard from Mullah Abdul Qadir Sahib, that you know he was tortured to the extent that he could have lost his life, but he didn't worry about life. When it comes to Iman, yeah, even if it means giving up your life, then so be it. Because when it comes to truth, when it comes to Islam, when it comes to Iman, that's where we have to draw a line. That no, beyond this point, I won't go, no matter what it is. Even if I am in complete and total loss, and what is the ultimate sacrifice, the life, to give up your life. And Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, they did this. They did this. They left their homeland. They left their families. They left their friends. They left their businesses. They traveled in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal to spread the deen. So you and I can get the deen easily. Because let's face it, what kind of troubles do I have in my life? Do I have such troubles where I'm tortured? Maybe in some parts of the world, there would be Muslims who are being tortured because they are Muslims. So we need to remember the life of Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that no matter what it was, even with that severe oppression and torture, the physical torture, he didn't give up his Iman. Because that is the most prized possession of a believer. Look at his steadfastness. Look at his patience. He becomes so close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What status they have, no matter what status you and I have in this world, we can never ever reach the status of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. We can never reach the status of Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's our master. He's our leader. He's one of the great role models. And why we keep remembering them? Because they remembered Allah Azza wa Jal. They remembered the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He keeps their names ever green and ever fresh as well. We are just lucky, we are just fortunate that we are taking their honorable names. We'll realize their great status on the day of judgment. That's when truly we are going to realize their great status. So those who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who claim their love for the companions, alayhim ridwan, the Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, how are we living our lives? A small difficulty comes our way, and what is my reaction? Do I have patience? Do I have steadfastness? why just go on complaining and calling this person and screaming and shouting and cursing and worst, questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our difficulties are nothing compared to the difficulties faced by Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. The difficulties faced by the Anbiya alayhim salam, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Just open the books of Seerah, open the books of our Islamic heritage and history, and you'll come to know that what I'm facing, whatever difficulties I have, is nothing. Brother Sahib, you know, for those who revert to Islam, we're talking about in today's day and age, where many of them are then, you know, like they sidelined by maybe their society, their friend circle, their family as well. They don't want to, anything to do with them. There are many cases like this. So when they look at the life of Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu anhu, they should derive some, you know, some kind of, we can say, comfort and motivation from this. That you're not alone. Sahaba Ikram, they became Muslim. They became Muslim and they also faced some kinds of backlashes from their tribe, from the society, where they were physically tortured as well.
SubhanAllah, Masab, they set the example for the coming generation, and till the day of judgment, people would continue to draw inspiration from the examples that they set with their own suffering, with their own lives. Allah. The life of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is evidence of it. Mm-hmm. Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala, these are the Sahaba Ikram and the Sahabiyat. Some of them lost their lives on the hands of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were tortured to an extent that it is documented in the books of Seerah, in the books of history, that some Sahaba would be tortured in such a severe way that burning coal, burning coal, when it at its peak, they would be lied down on the burning coal. And they wouldn't leave them, and they would press them on that burning coal until the fire went off by the fluid that was leaking from their bodies.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I mean, we don't face these kind of difficulties and problems. Yes, we may face some problems in our life, but how come we can't learn from the lessons and the life of Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu anhu, or Sahaba Ikram, Sayyidina Sumayya radiallahu anha? She was the first martyr of Islam. Imagine this, what sacrifice they gave for our mothers, our sisters out there. What sacrifice that we have to give in order to preserve our Islam, to protect our Iman. And we have too many role models out there. Why are we choosing, especially the younger generation, why are we choosing those people who don't know you, who don't care about you? Those people who are only into drugs, into music, into acting. They're just actors. They're not real. Their lives are not real. Their lives are messed up on a societal level. Go and look. Go and find out for yourself how many of them are suicidal. How many of them have already committed suicide? How many of them, they don't have happiness in their life. Why? How come we can take those people as our role models? Okay, they are, you know, having a new haircut, so we also have a haircut like that. No, they don't care about you. They just want your money, your hard-earned money. So you buy all the, you know, music tracks and watch their movies and support them. That's the people you want to follow. Well, if that's be the case, then unfortunately, you know, that person will be a loser in this world and the hereafter. We are there as Muslims to obey Allah and obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the footsteps of the pious people. Speaking about footsteps, do you know Allahu Akbar? On the night of Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the sound of somebody's footsteps in Jannah and was told that that these footsteps were the footsteps of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at the status he reached, because he only worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he was loyal to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing else matters actually. If I have loyalty to my firm, to my business, I have loyalty to my group of friends. But if I'm not loyal to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what loyalty do I have? Then I have no real loyalty to anybody. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Buraidah radiallahu anhu says that the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up one day and asked Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, "Oh Bilal, when I entered Jannah last night, I heard the sound of your footsteps ahead of mine. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after I make wudu, I always perform 2 rakats of nafl, optional salah. And then I give adhan. And when my wudu breaks, I make it straight away. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the reason why. Do you know? Those 2 rakats of nafl salah after wudu is called tahiyyatul wudu. And we should try to practice on this as well. Yes, it is an optional salah, not necessary. If it's not a makruh time, then try to practice upon this beautiful nafl salah that Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu also used to do after performing wudu. That if you make a proper wudu and you perform the salah, and subhanallah, there's great rewards in it. Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has also included this in Nek A'mal, the pious deeds. This question that today did you perform Tahiyyatul Wudu, subhanallah. So, you know, reviving all of these beautiful, wonderful teachings of Islam, reviving the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, teaching us fard ulum and knowledge which is obligatory for every Muslim male and female out there. So try to download the app from App Store or Play Store called Nek A'mal or Pious Deeds. Try filling and start practicing upon it as well, inshallah azza wa jal. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, talking about salah, you know, Bilal Habashi radiallahu anhu, our master, he was punctual with this nafl salah over and above the fara'id. But how many of us leave the nafl? The fard salah, it doesn't feature in our lives. Our lives are supposed to rotate around these salahs, the 5-time salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, the faces of those who neglected their salah will be the first to be disgraced. And in verily in Jahannam, in hell, there is a valley called Mulham. Therein are snakes, and the snakes are the size of camels. The length is a month's journey long. When it will bite a person, that person who neglected salah, that poison will seep into their bodies and intensify for 70 years. And then the person's flesh will melt away and separate from the bones. What is the condition of my salah? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. Am I performing my salah? Is my salah in order? Am I performing it properly how it's supposed to be performed? If not, then we need to frighten ourselves. You don't need us to frighten you. I need to frighten myself. What are the consequences? And you should do the same as well. Because salah is the first action that we will be asked about on the day of judgment. So please take this seriously. Once we close our eyes, we won't have friends and family there. We'll be all alone in the grave. And that's where either we will make it or break it, depending how we lived our lives, in obedience and loyalty to Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or obedience to our desires, our ego, and to please the people as well. Ji Huzur, regarding Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu anhu, we covered that, you know, how his endurance, his steadfastness was there as well, and his patience was there. I think many of us, we become very impatient when we are faced with difficulties.
Alhamdulillah, Masab. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of his patience and perseverance, the results of his devotion, it was shown in his lifetime, subhanallah. And he got to avenge his ill treatment in his lifetime in the battlefield, subhanallah. And his enemy and his master, Umayyah bin Khalaf, his previous master, he was killed and was sent to Jahannam.
The one who used to torture him.
Yes. This was the time where Islam was flourishing. And this was the, alhamdulillah, beauty. And this was the peak of Islamic victory. And at that point, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was chosen to call the adhan and echo the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he had realized the greatness of Sayyidina Bilal.
Jee.
He didn't look at what background he came from. Jee. You know, all it mattered that what devotion he had for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to say, Bilal is our leader.
Subhanallah.
Him being Amirul Mu'mineen, he would say that.
Subhanallah.
So they had such great respect for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And to Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they were taught by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were taught the value of one another. And in this way, they all respected the noble personality of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala.
You know something that Islam teaches us from the very beginning, it came to crush these evil concepts of racism, of slavery as well. So at that time, and even before, way before that time, slavery was, it was a thing where people were bought and sold like goods. And here comes Islam, we're trying to its best to demolish the system, as we had here in South Africa, apartheid. So these concepts existed from a long time. But Islam came to emancipate and to free these people that were slaves, like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. You know, he was freed, but it wasn't just that, you know what, he was freed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such status. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him such status that he was regarded as the leader. As you mentioned, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to call him that, you know, this is my master, this is my leader. So it didn't matter. It was, no, he was an African. He was from Africa. So he was dark-skinned. So it doesn't matter. In Islam, what matters is, what is my relationship to between myself and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the level of my taqwa, my piety and closeness to Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And that Allah knows better. What is our status in His court? Knows better what is our level of taqwa. Because at that level now, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter which background you come from. Doesn't matter what language you speak or the color of your skin, what tribe you come from, whether you're Arab or non-Arab. These things doesn't matter in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What matters is the person loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is the person loyal and obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, our master, our leader, when it was time for his soul to leave his body, Allahu Akbar. Imagine that moment. His own, because of some illness that he had, his wife became restless. At that moment, she was saying that, oh, my calamity. Because she was restless that my husband is going to be departing now, forever from this dunya. So she said, oh, my calamity. When our master, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard this, he opened his eyes. And in a state of extreme joy, he said, oh, my happiness. She's saying, oh, my calamity. He's saying, oh, my happiness. And the final words that he, radiallahu anhu, said that tomorrow we shall meet our friends, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, alayhim ridwan. That's where his focus was.
Subhanallah.
That, you know, I want to meet again my beloved and my beloved friends as well. Subhanallah azza wa jal. You know, doing my best to live as a Muslim. That's what death is. We all have to go. We're going to leave this world. But many of us, we live in it as though, you know what, we're going to live forever. We're going to live for a very long time. How do we know? We don't know that when our time is up. The time is already fixed for us. We are going to get that visitor. Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, is going to visit us as well. But how is my end going to be? How am I going to leave this world? My focus must be on these things. Am I ready? Am I preparing? No, okay, when I get old and, you know, when I get a little bit more spiritually mature, I'll think about it and, you know, okay, now it's time to have fun. I'm young, healthy, strong. Now is the time. Allah loves those youth out there that remember Him, that worship Him, that sacrifice for the deen. Because that's the time when you've gone old and you've gone frail and you're weak, and when you got too busy, then how are you going to do the ibadat properly? Now is the time. So don't waste this time. Learn from the from this honorable life of this great beloved one and bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu anhu. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiallahu anhu, he would ascend to one of the rooftops, one of the highest points by Masjid al-Nabawi. And he would call out the adhan from there. But before the adhan, he would make a dua. Before every adhan, from there he used to make a dua. O Allah Almighty, I praise you and seek your assistance in the matter of the Quraysh, that they establish your deen, establish your religion. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu used to make this dua before each adhan, so too our ulama have mentioned that if we're making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before adhan, what's wrong in that? Allahu Akbar. If we send salatu salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before adhan, there's nothing wrong in this. Allahu Akbar. Let's go to the answer for today, which you can view on your screens as well. Very quickly, the question for today was, in wudu, what is the medical benefit of washing the body parts in sequence? So the answer for this is, in wudu, washing the hands, then rinsing the mouth, then putting water into the nostrils, then washing the face in sequence protects one from paralysis. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And view the answer on your screen as well. So there's a reason why everything in Islam, we have a system for it, a beautiful system. And each and everything has their own wisdom as well. Munasab, any parting words of advice?
Sayyidi, if once you become the slave of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that can really revolutionize our way of life, because that's where the Sahaba got their motivation from there. That was the backbone of their perseverance and their victories and everything, because they had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which motivated him to follow his sunnah. And if we could do the same, and we could learn from the life of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, we would also see the barakah and the light of it in our lives, inshallah.
Well, that's the solution. Come back to the sunnah. Come back to inculcating that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart and into the hearts of our offspring as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.